And now, enjoy this free JZO Modcast show.
Hey there, this is Ralph Garman, and you are listening to the World of MythBits. You made an excellent choice.
G'day from SA. This is Tim here with episode 270 of the World of MythBits. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 270. Welcome to another flashback. Let's cast our minds back to 2006. The first half of 2006. I've crazily managed to work my way through January through to June. It was manic trying to get through everything. There's some new contributors, some new familiar names, and also your usual suspects as well, sort of feature all the way through. These 6 editions, issues of the magazine. I'm sort of my mind's in two different timelines, and I'm sort of I'm stumbling away as I go. But before we get into that, just wanted to go over some housekeeping that I've received from El Presidente, Mr. David K. Montoya, and it was great. Last episode to catch up with you, Dave, to have a bit of a chat. It's always good fun, but I've reached out again, wanting to sort of have the master lead me through this rare recollection of the past, a past that of course I didn't really have a part of, but that Dave was very much in the forefront, very much involved. But alas, very busy with American Smash One Half, getting that out to the world, which is super exciting for Comic Book Day that's coming up. And I don't know if anybody's been following the panel strips that Dave and the everyone involved in the American Smash One Half, and the sort of transition between American Smash and the new storyline that's sort of planned for that. So I don't know if you've been following that. I saw the first one come up on the Facebook page, and it looks really, really cool. So, let's just quickly jump to, here we go. So, don't forget, I think Open Contract Challenge is still going. Don't forget the GoFundMe page as well. That's still open. It's currently sitting at, I think, about $300 US. Dave just wanted me to thank all of you who have been generous enough to donate to the GoFundMe. It's been incredibly helpful, the funds that have been donated so far. But don't forget that you still have the opportunity to donate to that. Every little bit counts. Every little bit helps the company to actually give more opportunities to us to have competitions, to publish our books, our comics, turning our ideas into reality, I suppose. Making dreams come true. So, every little bit counts. So where are we? Okay. So Dark Myth Publications are proud to announce the Open Contract Challenge 2023 ebook prize winner, James Rumpel. So James Rumpel's Escape is now available in ebook form from mythmart.com. And I think also other platforms too. And Dave wanted me to let everybody know that the e-books are now available on MythMart as well. Dark Myth Comics also wants to remind us that this Saturday, April 6th? So there should be another weekly comic strip panel for American Smash. Ooh, so April 6th, and then the 13th? Yeah, so April 13th in the Northern Hemisphere, 14th for us in the South. There'll be another panel as well for American Smash leading up to the release of American Smash 1/2 for Free Comic Book Day. And they can be found at www.darkmythcomics.com and on all social media platforms. Also, Dave says to share the daylight out of each one. Yes. If you enjoy them. And why wouldn't you? I mean, they're very tongue-in-cheek. They're very clever. Share the love, definitely. Still time for those of us who haven't yet to submit our pictures for this year's Open Contract Challenge. We have expanded it to include comic books, one-shots, and chapbooks. So go to opencontractchallenge.com and click on submit to start your story. And anything else? Yeah, so there's the Dark Myth Comics Facebook page. So make sure that if you're not on that, check that out. And I think that's probably about it for now. All right, so let's get into it. Let's get stuck right in. So, kicking off with issue 17, January 2006. Once again, great cover. Unique, different, a real wild west, mysterious, stranger vibe that I'm getting from this one. This is really cool. And that's one thing that I love especially about the World of Myth magazine, is that, like, from the very get-go, the covers have been unique, interesting, always, like, something different. That's like, fascinating, just looking through the history of the magazine from 2004. And I'm hoping, the rate that I'm going at the moment, I'm hoping you're all enjoying sort of me casting my mind back and having a look and reviewing some of these older issues of the magazine. But I'm hoping that I'm on track to be before, I think, is it September this year, is the 20th anniversary? Yeah, I'm hoping to get through. So we're about a third of the way through the unreviewed magazines by the end of this podcast. So I'm hoping to get somewhere close to the October date. Fingers crossed, we'll see. So far, so good. So editor Terry Shearer promises a big New Year edition. Congratulations to Sarah Willison on December Member of the Month. And super excited, The Greenhouse Murders by Ellen Mercer will finish with part 13 next month? 13, 12. It says 13. But let's see next month. Loads of stories, poems, and Balcony Betty does movie reviews. So, Terry kicks off with fantasy with Queen of the Westerland Part 2. A fine fantasy adventure from a master storyteller. I'm loving these characters, especially Sir Humphrey. This is really cool. If you haven't had a chance to read, or if you're a keen fantasy fan, I would recommend thoroughly going to World of Myth, theworldofmyth.com, and just go back and check out issue 16, starting with December, I reckon it was, and just work your way through Terry's fantasy story. If you've got time, check out some of the other pieces, but like what Terry's written is really, really cool. And then we get on to Catatonia by Steve Bolan. What a truly terrifying tale. I wonder what could happen when we take technology too far. Yes. Yes. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for scaring the bejeebers out of me. Especially in this technological age. Did you cast your mind forward so far? What do you know? Where are we heading? Attaining the Mark by Joshua Dwyer. Dyer. This was very kung fu. Classic elements mixed with magic. Yeah. Yes, very cool story, Josh. And then we move on to horror, The Greenhouse Murders, Part 10 by L.M. Mercer. And in this part, Justine is inspired to create a charcoal masterpiece. Justin is inspired to create a charcoal masterpiece, but nearly becomes charcoal himself. This was cool. And then we moved on to part 11 of The Greenhouse Murders. Two parts in one issue is pretty rare, but pretty cool. So in this part, the ghostly specter of Emma visits Susan and takes her on a journey of revelation. With two parts remaining, we see a potential solution, but will love truly conquer? Archibald's seething hatred, his seething rage. And then we move on to Long in the Tooth by Sarah Wilson. Dark, awesome. Imitation pales against the real deal. Yes. And then Action and Suspense, The End, Story 1. The Great Escape Part 2 by Mr. David K. Montoya. Action-packed. The escape tests everyone's morals. Things begin well, but unravel quite quickly. I like the pace of this story, Dave. Definitely. This particular chapter, very action-packed. And then poetry. Inside Me by Poppy. Very graphic and emotional. A powerful image of love and desire. Then Shadow by Majika. This piece certainly tore at my heartstrings and my soul. The Pressure by Shadow. A cry for the pain and suffering to cease. But will we listen? Then Unexpected by L.M. Mercer. Unexpected gifts can and do come, just like this poem. Okay, so still in poetry, we have Lost by Kevin Magnus. Kevin returns us to the realm of dark thoughts and memory. I just want to find a light to help him. I don't know if Kevin, poor Kevin, I don't know if he's beyond help. And then Exit, Exit, by the girl of myth, Rebecca C. Lofgren. Love shot down
like a Black Hawk helicopter. Exploded, crushed. No coming back. Powerful poetry from the girl of myth. Then gallery. We start off with Arturas by Jessica Rinaldo. This is a cool black and white piece. Definitely. Very, very cool. And then The Cowboy by David K. Montoya. Epic cover. Done by a legendary artist. I loved the whole very classic Western. This was a really cool one. And a great selection for the cover. Like I said earlier, the World of Myth magazine, different covers every time. And this is no exception. Dreams of Darkness, Dreams of Night by Johnny Joe Salais. Sweet looking book cover, this one. Lady of the Night by David K. Montoya, Dressed in Black, Indeed a Beauty. Then featured artist, Albrecht Dürer. Two amazing pieces and a great intro to this German artist and mathematician. Terry's done really, really well with sort of delving into... I can see where Michael A. Arnold's possibly got his inspiration for his reviews, his artist reviews, his book reviews, working on that literacy and that art creative space. Terry sort of paved the way for that, I think. In the issues to come, there's artist ones, there's author ones, there's book ones. But just really cool. And then movie review. Reaper Rick, 40-year-old version. According to Rick, terrible film, unless you are drunk and immature, which I think is probably a fair review of this particular film. Serenity. I remember watching Serenity. Rick loved it. I love Rick because if I remember right, Serenity is it truly is an awesome sci-fi film. I admit I had no idea about Firefly, the TV series, when I watched this film, and it was my brother-in-law Ben that actually informed me that the characters are actually from a really cool sci-fi TV series. But this was the sort of science fiction film that everybody, like, action-packed. It's like the Guardians of the Galaxy type stuff. Just full of crazy, fun, interesting characters, epic adventure. Great sci-fi. And then The Island. Car chases. The car chases are awesome. Rick's given this one like 4 Hours of Pleasure as well. Serenity, 4 Hours of Pleasure. The Island, 4 Hours of Pleasure. Then The Exorcism of Emily Rose. This one he reckons is one for fans only. Which, I don't know if Rick enjoyed this one. But anyway, then we move on to De Lovely. Give it a miss, according to Rick? Yeah, maybe. Cole Porter, played well by Kevin Kline. 4.5 howls. Okay. And then we move on to the month in myth, January. Not original first month. Yeah, I found that was interesting, that Terry sort of dug up that information. The fact that March was originally the first month of the year. There's some cool, interesting information about January in there. No interviews this time. And so we move on to issue 18, into February. What lurks in the darkness of this cool cover? What's cool about this issue is we've got the creative youth section is introduced amongst a great range of stories, poems, art, and reviews. Congratulations to Terry for Member of the Month. And then we move straight into Fantasy, Queen of the Westerlands, Part 3. A master storyteller at work. This fantasy world just comes alive with Terry's wonderful, living, breathing characters. Then The Guardian by Steve Bolin. Christianity and fantasy meld brilliantly together in this one. I loved both of these stories. Then we've got the feature writer, George R. R. Martin. The more you write... So two great quotes included in this review. One, George is quoted to say as saying something along the lines of, the more you write, the better you will get. And also, read everything. Terry presents this master of fantasy in the light of George R. R. Martin as a teacher, as somebody who's sort of paving the way or showing future fantasy writers how it can be done and how it can be done well. Then we move on to horror, The Greenhouse Murders conclusion. Now, if I think back, this is part 12, not part 13, maybe? I don't know, I'm losing count. But such an epic end to a truly fascinating tale. Well done, LM. Yeah, this was really cool. I have enjoyed working my way through month by month, the different chapters, the interesting characters, the villain. Archibald is such a great villain. So yes, I loved it, and I loved the way that history, sort of the past, affects the present. Then we move on to another horror piece, The Room of Voices. Reaper Rick. Yeah, this was cool. And a little creepy, like a little bit scary. Is it truth imitating art? Maybe. I don't know. You'll have to ask Rick. And I don't know if you want to know the answer. And then Action and Suspense, The End, Story 1, The Great Escape, Part 3, by David K. Montoya. A new face, Professor Dean Cade. Friend or foe? We will soon discover. Arch Commander Patrick is back, and so are the Unluckies. The Emperor's true plan for Palace City is revealed, and escape is so close, and yet still so far away. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in the next episode. You leave each episode on a bit of a cliffhanger, and sort of you're such a talented writer, Dave, in that you've sort of paced it well. This story is, yeah, it's bringing us all into this dystopian, horrific world, almost Mad Max-ish, would you say Neverwhere, like the Neil Gaiman Neverwhere? There's just the interesting characters and this time that the characters are spending in Vegas, the Palace, I think. Palace City. It's very interesting, very intriguing. On to poetry. The Grave Robber by Creeper Creeperson. Dark and creepy, just like Creep likes it. This was, yeah, a very interesting poem. But you look at the author and it's no surprise. Take Me Home by Kevin Magnus. begging for eternal rest and peace. A feel for you, Kev. And then Via Us by Girl of Myth, Rebecca. Such a picture of pure obsession. This is bordering on frightening, I think. Then Love Unrequited by L.M. Mercer. I can sense the sadness and frustration in the words here. Moving on to the gallery, Love and Hate by Jessica Rinaldo, sadly missing. This is another piece, obviously, by that Dave was saying there was some theft of data that unfortunately there's no way for the company to get it back. This is a real loss. But we do have Be Mine by David K. Montoya. This is a cool cover with a nice title. Fits very, very well. And then Lady of Death by David K. Montoya as well to finish off the gallery. This one here gives me Geisha Ninja vibes. I don't know if that was what you were going for, Dave, but that's sort of what I'm getting. And then Youth Gallery is really cool. So 6-year-old Kaylee, she's got 3 pieces in there. Yeah, and it's lovely to see. I'm hoping that maybe in the later issues of the magazine that we may see Kaylee sort of appear again. And then Kelly as well. She's got 2 pieces. So 6-year-old Kaylee and 13-year-old Kelly. Awesome work by Kelly and very cool stuff by Kaylee. Then movie reviews. Balcony Betty, King Kong, bad, she reckons. Peter Jackson maybe wasn't the right choice of a director for this one. Big call, Balcony Betty. But the great thing about movie reviews and being the reviewer is that you are allowed to have your opinion. And the whole point is you're sharing it with us all. Bone Collector, this one I reckon is the one based on a James Patterson story. Big open mouths, awesome film. Red Eye. Cillian Murphy. I don't know what I've written. Love Heart. Big Wow. I don't know. I'm sorry. Hopefully, Balcony Betty, you liked that one. Found it very intriguing. And then we move on to Reaper Rick, Lord of the Rings, and he's literally gone through the whole Lord of the Rings, I think, even the Hobbit films, Lord of the Rings films. Massive, yes. Instant classics. Actually, were the Hobbit films around by 2006, maybe? I'm not sure. Definitely the Lord of the Rings, all 3 of the Lord of the Rings films, as long and epic as those films are. Reaper Rick's gone, yes, amazing, instant classics. Braveheart, even better than Lord of the Rings, so good. Gladiator, Four Hours of Pleasure. King Arthur, loved the King Arthur film, like the one that went way back to like the Dark Ages, with Arthur as a Roman soldier, I reckon. And then he's mentioned, so Reaper Rick's basically gone through and revisited films that he thinks are amazing films. And the one film that he's given 5 out of 5 possible Hours of Pleasure, of course, is Hero. So, yeah, if you're keen to sort of have a bit of a nostalgia, hire out, download, grab some of those films, and just see if you agree with Reaper Rick. Then the month in myth, February, again delves into the past to reveal some interesting facts. Terry always finds interesting facts to explain to us why a certain month is named a certain way, why certain activities happen, where the original traditions came from and how they were overtaken. I don't mind the month in myth sections. No interview. So we jump straight into issue 19 then, March 2006. Cool Druid character cover. Congratulations to LM Mercer for Member of the Month for February. We've got three fantasy, a horror. Lovecraft is the featured author, H.P. Lovecraft. An action and suspense story, four poems, four pieces of art. More youth art? But I don't think it is. I reckon I probably checked that, saw that youth art was mentioned as a link. But then when you click on the link, it's the same youth art from February. And that's the same youth art from February all the way through to June. So hopefully there's some new youth art in the later half of the year. Or come the issues that come after. We've got movie and book reviews, an interview, Mythmasters back. Yes! So much to review. So let's get straight into Fantasy and Queen of the Westerlands Part 4 by Terry D. Shearer. Political intrigue reigns as the plot to this wonderful fantasy continues to thicken and bubble away. Terry's doing a really great job. And then The Guardian, Part 2, by Steve Bolan. The great knight Nazareth is granted wisdom and insight from his angelic guardian. A hero is discovered at the hour of need. Such a great story. Then The Secret Weakness of Dragons, by Brad Growowski. This one is like a classic fairy tale of old. So clever and so cool. Then horror, Foresight 2 by David K. Montoya. Oh boy, what a bloodbath this story proved to be. Wow, Dave. Wow. Like, where do you come up with these ideas? We have featured writer H.P. Lovecraft, a brief homage to one of the most famous horror writers. So fascinating. Terry's come up with some very interesting facts. Although it's only a brief sort of venture into what Lovecraft's life was like. I like what he's done here. Then Action and Suspense, The End, Story 1, The Great Escape, Part 4 by David K. Montoya. This epic adventure of dystopia draws to an end with an excitement-filled breakout. Do they all get out alive? You will just have to read it to find out. Then, poetry. Never at a Loss for Words by Shadow. Such sadness associated with powerful love and longing rejected. This one here, like, really, really emotional. Good Laughs at the Wrong Time by Kevin Magnus. Oh, wow, Kevin. What a gift. Then Nightly Vigil by L.M. Mercer. Powerful imagery. Love and dedication. Love for a child, maybe? Then, Can't You Tell It's Not Just My Radar That's Broken by Girl of Myth, Rebecca? More emotions flood my mind as I read these thoughts of sorrowful regret. Then Into the Gallery, The Breeze by Jessica Rinaldo. We've had a few artistic pieces from Jessica, I reckon the last couple of months, which has been really cool. I love this nature celebration. Such a brilliant character image. My idea, this is sort of planting the seed in my mind for a druid character. I love the way that that your artwork is sort of inspiring me, Jessica. And then Demon Skull by Alan J. Speckman. Cool pick, Alan. The demon looks strong and furious. Then Faceless by David K. Montoya. Awesome black and white. The detail on the angel's wings, fabulous. Such a talented artist. And then Demon Hunter from Girl of Myth. Rebecca proves that she's a story writer, a poet, an artist. There is nothing that this girl can't do, I'm feeling. This angel is packing heat, and I love the sort of the element of the feathers falling away from the wings as well. And as I mentioned, Creative Youth, you sort of click on the link, nothing new. But movie reviews, we've got some new movie reviews. This one here is from Moviegoer Grimm, The Fog remake, bad, should never have been done, according to Grimm. Bad idea, but High Tension, not bad. Bloodbath, that's what he's got here. Flight Plan, bad. But Grimm, I have to say, I've seen, I think Jodie Foster's in this one. I've seen this one, and I thought it was okay. I thought it was, yeah, happy to sort of, if it's on the TV, I'll very happily sit there and watch it. Even though I've seen it before, I know what happens. But you're completely entitled to your own opinion. Where are we? Proof? Good? Oh, sorry. So, Grimm's watched Proof. Big smile, big howls of pleasure. Good from the get-go. Then, Focus Feature. Bill Murray at his best. This one here gets 4 hours of pleasure from Grimm. Then, Reaper Rick reviews Shaun of the Dead. I loved this film. And I think Rick did too. He's given it 3 hours of pleasure. Just so much fun. Then, Restoration. Robert Downey Jr. Yes. 4 hours of pleasure. So thank you, gentlemen. Then the book reviews. The Secret Weakness of Dragons and Other Tales of Fairy Whispered in My Ear by Brad Grokowski. This sounds like a great anthology of dark fairy tales from a very, very talented storyteller. And I like that Brad's basically said he doesn't feel like a writer. He doesn't feel like an author. He feels like a storyteller. And this seems to come through in the stories that have been shared on World of Myth magazine. Then the month in myth of March, more interesting facts from history. Then Interview with Mythmaster and Brad Grokowski, the storyteller. Very revealing and super interesting. Then we move on to April 2006, issue number 20. Cute cover. This month, The Joy of Rain as a Child. I like this. The colours weren't happy colours. They were very drizzly, drab. But the joy just flows off the page with this image. Such a cool cover. Another big issue. Well done to Jessica for March Member of the Month. very unique, as Terry suggested, that an artist ends up with Member of the Month, but amazing image. So I'm not overly surprised, and I'm sure Terry wasn't either. Our featured author is my all-time favorite, Sir Terry Pratchett. So many stories, poems, and artworks, so let's sink our teeth into April 2006. Oh, and hang on, you're going to have to bear with me. Completely unprepared, as usual. Come on. Where is me? I made some notes. I thought I was ready. And this proves completely that I'm not. And, oh, so long ago. Haha, here we go. All right. Queen of the Westerlands, Terry D. Shearer, Part 5. Humphrey continues his great mission, protection of the princess, with the apprentice Bruce by his side. Moorcroft has his men hot on the trail of the trio. Yes, this is getting cooler and cooler with each episode. So thank you, Terry, for sharing. And then The Diary of Uno Duo by Brad Grokowski. How odd and strange, yet so interesting. I need to hear more of Uno Duo. Then Scared by Janet Durbin. Oh, what a clever story, Janet. I like this one a lot. So scary with such a great ending. Then the featured author, Sir Terry Pratchett, Terry D. Shearer, does my very favorite author proud. He sort of delved in, he sort of covered the basics, and obviously Terry loved Pratchett as much as I do. I could feel how this featured author section oozes interest, pleasure, and respect. Then Horror, Casket Case, Part 1 by Steve Bolin. Oh my. Great title and an interesting story. Then Action Suspense, The End, Story 2, The Sickness, David K. Montoya. Such a sad start to this chapter. Poetry, Promises by Kevin Magnus. As a father of three, this poem hammers home an important lesson. Our kids are sometimes wiser than we. Then Living by Randolph Caveman Lofgren. The talent of the Lofgren family. We are who we are, most certainly. I don't know if this is Rebecca's brother or like a cousin, or I don't know. Hopefully, Dave, you can sort of give me a bit of an answer on this one. But yes, the Lofgren family definitely shining with oodles of talent. Then The Witch by Sarana D. Wilde. The sad fate of a woman of mystery. Who truly is the loser when love is forever lost? Riddle of the Ages, Josh Dyer. What a great poem, a riddle so well asked. Stalker of the Night by L.M. Mercer. Ooh, I love this glimpse into history, a very dark and bloody period in history. Then Immortal Fear by Kevin Magnus. What a terrific poem from our master of doom and gloom. I love the rhythm and rhyme, but most of all, the imagery is so clear and frightening. Then Ye Olde Nursery Rhymes, Girl of Myth. Dark, Rebecca. Real dark, this one. You have twisted these well-known rhymes so savagely and so well. Moving on to the art gallery. Singing With the Rain by Jessica Rinaldo. Such a cute cover, Jessica. So full of young, innocent joy. I love the use of colours, not normally associated with such positive feelings. But the faces do it, though. Even the raindrops ooze joy. Then Flirting with Disaster by Mike Paglia. Sadly, this piece is missing. But Glad to Meet You. Can You Guess My Name by David K. Montoya. Opening up this one, I'm truly frightened and speechless. I dare not guess, Dave, in case such a figure appears. All Natural by Girl of Myth. Such a great character profile, Rebecca. I especially love the way you have done the hair and that single green eye. Youth Gallery, nothing new. Movie reviews. Rick. Doom. 3.5 howls. A good game to film effort. King Kong. Peter Jackson. Visual masterpiece, but long. So yeah, I like the fact that in these movie review segments, different reviewers, whether it's Grimm or Rick or Betty, will sort of have a look and cast their opinion, and sometimes they'll do the same films. And it's great to see different ideas, different suggestions, the likes and dislikes, and why a film is not so good or why a film is great. So that's really cool. And then book review, Thud, one of my favorites by my favorite author, and Terry gives it a rave review. Bit political, this one. I love the fact that Terry Pratchett didn't shy away from particular topics, and his even though it's a fantasy setting where, like, his Discworld stories, there was always, like, real life, real world elements to his tales. Then The Month in Myth. How does Terry find new tidbits for us to discover each month? He was just a talented, talented man, obviously. And Mythmaster has an interview with Janet Durbin. This is really cool. I'm really enjoying the sort of stuff that Mythmaster's doing, and going into the in-depth information about authors and artists, and some of the names that he interviews, you sort of scratch your head and go, how, like, what sort of connection? Just reaching out and going, hey, I've got an online magazine, would really like to ask you a few questions. And everybody saying yes is just amazing. So moving on to issue 21, May 2006, very spooky spectral cover, black and gray with sinister hints of color. Suitable color, suitable cover for a paranormal edition of the magazine. Uno Duo is back. Woohoo! Edgar Allan Poe is the featured author, and Brad Grokowski is April's author of the month. So congratulations, Brad. Two interviews, two movie reviewers, twice the fun. So let's bare our fangs and take a big bite. Queen of the Westerlands, part 6, kicks off fantasy with Terry D. Shearer's classic story. A much shorter chapter this time, but no less important. We get an insight into the most sinister Calibex, the wizard, and his teacher, the late Zoran. High fantasy at its best. The Diary of Uno Duo, part 2. Oh, wow. What a brilliant story. And what a way to see what it means to be human. I've tried this before as well, like writing a story in the form of a diary. And it's fun, it's cool, and it seems to work really, really well, especially in this circumstance. Horror. Les Sangres by Sarana de Wild, Scary and Sinister. Then Reunion by L.M. Mercer. Not the reunion anyone wants to suffer. Old friends meet again? Not the case, as the truth is revealed. Then Heebie Jeepies by Kevin Adams. Poor, poor Kevin. Doesn't everyone know, when travelling alone along a lonely road, always have an ample supply of raw chicken? If you know, you know, right? Casket Case Part 2 by Steve Bolin. Brilliant descriptions as the action of this one plays out. I cannot wait for next month to see just how this ends. And then the feature author, Edgar Allan Poe. Terry paints the picture of a misfit of a man who ends up writing some of the most famous and strange pieces of suspense-filled horror that that we know today. Then Action and Suspense, The End, Story 2, Welcome to Corpseland by David K. Montoya. The ultimate show of forgiveness as emotions run high. We also discover just how unlucky our protagonist has been. Then we shift into poetry, Alone by Rebecca C. Lofgren. Oh, wow. So much to unpack here. Hopefully the brother and doctor are not far away. Rite of confrontation? Fairy Druid. Very old ways. This one is spiritual and primal both. Then Ghost Story by Kevin Magnus. The Dead Promise What Is Deserved. So we must reflect on the kind of life we live and have lived. Then into the gallery for this month, The Hunters by David K. Montoya. Medieval or Oriental vibes combine. That's the sort of gist that I get, Dave. I like this. This was pretty cool. Then My Dear Pet Hungers by Jessica Rinaldo. Sadly, this piece is missing. I would love to see. I love your art, Jessica. Unfortunately, the thieves of data must know good stuff, and we will never know. Then, ironically, we move into The Unknown by Girl of Myth. Strong angel in a cemetery with a bird of omen accompanying her. This one's a bit spooky. Then In the Dark by David K. Montoya. Very scary, even scarier thanks to the title. Well done, Dave. Well done. No addition to the kids' gallery. A fascinating two interviews with Sarana de Wild. How to Make a Zombie and a Brief Visitor's Guide to Voodoo, Hoodoo, and Santeria. Then movie reviews. Betty, The Fog. The original The Fog. Love, 3 hours of pleasure. Flight Plan, 3.5 hours of pleasure. So again, I think Rick's reviewed Flight Plan and gone boo. And Betty's reviewed it and gone yes, awesome film. History of Violence 2, Uncertain, House of Pleasure. And then The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, classic Narnian family film. I love this film. I love the BBC series that came out as well, which was The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and Prince Caspian, Silver Chair. Yeah, these were really cool. So this love sort of set me up for a love of these films when they came out as well. And then Memoir of a Geisha, 3.5 hours of pleasure for that one. Then Rick reviewed Wicker Man, which is 3.5 hours of pleasure. Angel Heart, 4.5 massive hours of pleasure. And Gothic, 4 hours of pleasure. So some more films to sort of check out and have a look. And then in book reviews, we've got a review of Annabel Lee, which is a classic Edgar Allan Poe poem. So classic with some great info there. Month in Myth, more interesting facts found by Terry. And then Mythmaster has interviewed Sarana de Wild, a fascinating bit there. And then he's also found the time to interview the West Coast Ghost Hunters. That's a very long interview, but very, very fascinating to sort of delve into that sort of realm of ghost hunting. And then let's fly through this final month for this episode of the podcast, June 2006, issue 22. Very alien cover. I sort of got Avatar vibes from this one. Lots of new contributors amongst the usual suspects. Feature writer Kevin Smith, the writer-director. Congratulations to Girl of Myth Rebecca for the May Member of the Month. Fantasy kicks off with The Battle of Dread Valley Part 1 by Adam James. Terry promised this one would be horror and high fantasy mixed so well, and he was right on the money. Very Conan the Barbarian, warrior versus sorcerer, just really cool. Queens of the Westerland Part 7 by Terry D. Shearer. How exciting. This story gets more and more interesting by the second. Then horror, Gallery of the Midnight Heart by Sarah Wilson. Wilson? Yes. I love this beginning. The building looked like a panther. Sleek, hungry, waiting. From beginning to end, a tale of intrigue. Then Casket Case Part 3, Steve Boleyn. How fast or how slow should you talk when your life is on the line? All's well that ends well with this one. Maybe. Action Suspense, The End, Story 2, Prelude to the Darkness by David K. Montoya. It does not pay to be unlucky. But it seems in this world, no matter how unlucky you get, you can always rely on family and friends. Then we move into poetry. Blow My Mind by Jennifer Caress. This one really hits home. Such powerful images, such raw emotions. A Father's Walk by Kevin Adams. Such a special moment, a delightful memory of a time between father and daughter. This one really touched my heart. Dwindling Candles by Jeff R. Young. Jeff's name is one that's so familiar to me reviewing the later editions, the later issues of the magazine. Whether he sort of thrown his hat in the ring for Open Contract Challenge or whether it's pieces featured in the different issues of the magazine. Great to see you in this one, Jeff, with Dwindling Candles. The candle as a representation of love. Such a beautiful piece, Jeff. A very, very talented submitter. Very talented writer. Then Fairy Waltz by L.M. Mercer. Magic and Mysticism. To witness such a dance. To truly know the unknown. This was kind of cool. Then Let Go of My Heart. You Already Ripped It. By Girl of Myth, Rebecca C. The Power of Love and the Powerful Hurt When That Love Does Die. Then moving into the gallery, Gemma Shy, Jessica Rinaldo, great cover, very otherworldly. Then Perfect Mistake, Girl of Myth, A Girl So Innocent. Who has made the miss? Perfect Mistake. Who has made this mistake and why is it truly perfect? There's a lot of questions with this one, Rebecca. A lot of questions. Dead Abe by Alan J. Speckman. Great stencil style image of the American president of the same name. Then The Hangman's Noose by David K. Montoya. Interesting black and white with a few hangman trees. Is the executioner preparing to end the life of his next victim? Or has the deed been done and is he taking down the ropes? Looks like he's had a very, very busy day. Then nothing in the youth gallery, so we move on to movie reviews. Betty, An American Haunting. Two Hours of Pleasure, not bad. Da Vinci Code, 4 Hours of Pleasure, but she says read the book first. I like you, Betty. As a librarian, always read the book first. Guaranteed. And then When a Stranger Calls, 1.5 Hours of Pleasure. Betty did An American Haunting and Da Vinci Code, and then Moviegoer Grimm, Silent Hill. Two thumbs down or one thumbs down? Grimm's not sure how bad the film was, but it was bad, according to him. Not a great movie. Video game to movie. Grimm says no. Then Hostel. Quentin Tarantino, I think. Hostel. Too overhyped, according to Grimm. Not as bloody and gross as he expected. A little bit disappointed. Da Vinci Code, bad. That's interesting. Betty and Grimm, like, comparing the same film. One of them loved it, but read the book first. Maybe Grimm didn't read the book, or maybe he just didn't enjoy the film. But Wolf Creek, yeah, not bad. Greatest Aussie horror. Then When a Stranger Calls, okay, I guess, according to Grimm. Then Reaper Rick. Tristan and Isolde. Really, really loved the historic element. Is this Gaelic? Or is it Norse? I can't remember. Maybe Gaelic? Really, really good film, according to Rick. And then Underworld Evolution. Okay. The vampire versus werewolf. Not bad. Featured is writer-director Kevin Smith. Such iconic films. So strange to look back on those classics like Mallrats and Chasing Amy and Dogma and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back as new. But they might be worth another look. And Clerks. And then I didn't even know there was a Clerks 2. So thank you for that. And thank you, Kevin Smith. Book review, Dan Brown's Angels and Demons. Great read. Terry recommends reading it with Da Vinci Code. Read Angels and Demons and then Da Vinci Code. And then The Month in Myth, June. Such a wonderful glimpse into the far past. Two interviews with Mythmaster, Kevin Adams and Jennifer Caress. Definitely check those out. And we're running well over time. So that's all we have time for, folks. Next venture into the past. I'll aim for the second half of 2006. July, September, and then October through to December. I do wonder what happened to August, but we shall just have to wait and see.